Lib Dem councillor Andrew Gantz raised the issue earlier. He came on the show as talking about this partnership between Pocket Homes and the Mayor of London, which he says is working well and could work here. Well, let's explore that, shall we? Mark Vlessing is the co-founder and chief executive of Pocket Homes. Mark, thanks for your time this morning. Tell us about Pocket Homes. What are they?
Well, what we decided, Howard, was to try and look at the planning system from the top down and work through why there wasn't more housing being built for the squeezed middle. I mean, I think one of your callers is absolutely right to point out that it's not just about key workers. It's about a very broad spectrum of people in the private and the public sector who are squeezed out. And we came to the conclusion that the planning system was really not up to delivering affordable housing outputs on small sites. I won't bore you with the technicalities of it, but big sites, it knows how to get a certain amount of social housing. Small sites, it doesn't. And so we bought up these small sites and we went up to the planners and said, look, you're not going to get any affordable housing on here anyway. How about you agreeing with us on a high density of compact one-bedroom and now also two-bedroom homes, which if we make them really lovely, really nice, well, they're well-designed, we can price at a discount to the market of at least 20-30%, because they are more compact, but also because we're not doing other things which are quite expensive in London, like using up ground floor space for car parking. We're not building 3- and 4-bedroom homes. We're just focusing very much on that starter home market. And we will then restrict the people who can buy it.
You've headed me off at the pass there, Mark. I was just going to say, what's going to stop people with pockets of money at buying up pocket homes?
Which was exactly the essay question that we set ourselves. We just didn't want that to happen. And so the Mayor of London publishes annually a household income threshold below which he believes that you should be eligible for some form of affordable housing. And that's currently set in London at £71,000. So if you have a household income below £71,000, meaning two people earning up to £71,000 or one person earning up to £71,000, you are eligible for these homes. When you come to sell, and this is the key, you need a certificate from us, and we are accountable to the Director of Housing of the local authority in which we build these homes, that the person you're selling it on to is also eligible. And that puts a massive brake on the price formation of these homes. So what you get is a home that's actually cheaper for people to buy than to rent. They're saving because they're not paying money to a landlord and they're paying down their mortgage. It does go up in relation to the market. But if the market went completely crazy, the income cap on who you can sell it to would put a brake on the price of the home. And that keeps it affordable for that target group in perpetuity.
Could this work in Oxford?
Yes, it could. Absolutely, it could. What you would need is joined up thinking between the city council and the surrounding councils, and there's a lack of that in Oxford. You would need public land release, and there certainly is a lack of that. And you'd need planning policy, which, and this is the key, which didn't just always prioritize social housing over any other form of affordable housing. And we get ourselves into an unholy mess in this debate about what is really affordable housing. And the way I now go about describing this is there are three forms of housing in the UK. There's social housing, and that should be at target rent, meaning a deep discount for people who really need that help. Then there's open market housing, and we all know what that looks like. And then there should be affordable housing. And affordable housing should be anything between social and private, which is could be a discounted rent, could be shared ownership, it could be housing with a restrictive covenant, like what we do at Pocket. And that's where the planning policies of Oxford and, in fact, the country are still not strong enough in terms of delivering that intermediate, that affordable housing.
Very, very interesting, Mark. Thank you. Mark Vlessing, he's co-founder and chief executive of Pocket Homes. He says their theory would work here. It's working in parts of London. Interesting. Keep your calls coming in on this. Oxford, is it in urgent need of housing for key workers? Matt made a very good point, which was picked up by Mark there. Okay, key workers are obviously just one part of the population here who earn a similar amount of money. But you hear how it works there, 71 grand in London. Whether that would be a similar sort of market rate here, I don't know. We'll get your view on it. 03459 311 111.